Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa, he's gotta, yeah. Why?
I ain't telling you what I know. I ain't telling you what they said. I'm telling you what I know. Great morning out there, grinders. Great morning. Hope I'm coming in loud and clear. Man, I'm excited. I'm excited for a lot of different reasons, but the first reason is that this is an unscripted show. The second reason is, guys, this is the realest show ever. The realest show ever. The third reason I am super excited this morning is because I have my amazing and my phenomenal wife, Miss Pam McCray, you know, on the grind this morning. I know she's out running around trying to get logged in. You know, the devil is busy, man. He's always busy, you know, but I'm not going to give him any power because we absolutely know that he has already been defeated. So, you know, you can't kill something that's already dead. But as I said, his spirit tries time and time again. So, you know, it's something about Thursday mornings and Tuesday mornings on the grind. My kids don't seem to want to move, y'all. They seem to just want to lay in the bed and chill and sit back. And then, you know, Pam has to run around and take them to school because, you know, we share that responsibility. But, you know, on these days, of course, you know, she's out running around with the kids trying to get them to school because what is it about these kids? They don't want to catch the bus, guys. I know y'all say, you know, you should put their butts on the bus. You know, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. But, yeah, I'm going to let my wife speak on that here for a moment. But, guys, welcome to the grind. We're going to have an amazing ride this morning. We're going to have an amazing conversation. If you want to talk with us live right here on the grind, myself and Ms. Pam McCray, mompreneur, millionaire mompreneur extraordinaire. If you want to talk to us live, go ahead and dial in right now to the grind. Dial into the show, first of all, but dial into the grind line and send me.
Can you hear me? No, and I can't hear you. No, it went silent. Okay, okay, bear with us. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for that. All right, all right. So I understand that you all can hear me and not Nate. So this is very interesting. So I guess you get to hear my voice today. And he's having some technical difficulties, I guess, on the real show, the real show ever. There's some real technical difficulties that's taking place. But, yes, it is Thursday morning, and I'm excited. Just as Nate was saying, you know, sometimes in life you just got to go through some stuff. And it's true. On every, seems like every Tuesday and every Thursday, our children, they just make a decision to not get up, not get on the bus. And so I find myself getting up and just running around here and there from one school to the next because they're all at three different schools. And, you know, it's part of my process, part of my process in which until I can get them to understand and know that they need to get up in the morning, it's something that I have to deal with. But definitely a pleasure and an honor to be on the grind this morning and just really, you know, having a conversation about the different things that we end up going through in life, the changes that we have to go through in life, and just understanding that, you know, there's going to be some things that we have to go through. It's all a part of our journey. There's going to be those challenges that end up coming our way, and the fact of the matter that at the end of the day, if we just really stay focused, if we just really make a decision that, you know, life is going to bring things our way, life is going to, you know, have those hurdles that we have to jump. Life is definitely going to be interesting on a daily basis. However, as long as we have a made-up mind, as long as we make a decision in life, as long as we decide to get up and go and to realize that life was meant to be lived and not to just exist in life, then that is when the change and the shift begins to happen in our lives. So, guys, this morning, you know, when we realize that, we have to sit back sometimes and analyze what's really going on in our lives. Sometimes we have to take the time to look at the man in the mirror, because all of us have the capability, all of us have the possibility of being all that God has created us to be. But why is it that sometimes in life we just don't fulfill our very purpose? Why is it that sometimes in life we really don't get to the destination that we desire to be at? And so today what we want to talk about is, you know, we want to ask ourselves, what is really holding us back in life? What is the very thing or the obstacles that are holding us back in life? And I know that I can kind of speak on this, you know, from the heart today, just simply because of the fact that for a very long time, I allowed fear to stop me. For a very long time, I just really didn't understand that the fact that fear is something that's crippling. Fear is the very thing that will keep us from reaching our destination. Fear is the very thing that will keep us from becoming all that God has created us to be. But when I realized that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, that's when the shift began to happen in my life, and that's when the change began to take place in my life. And that's because of the fact that I had to realize that fear is not real, that fear is truly false evidence appearing real in our lives. And so when I began to realize that, and I began to look at the things that I was afraid of doing, and I realized that in order to overcome those fears, that I had to kind of, number one, punch fear in the face. I had to make a decision that the very things that I did not like to do, the very things that I was afraid of doing, that I had to begin to do them. And when I began to do those things, even though it was difficult at first, see, we have to know and understand that it's not going to be easy. In order to overcome any obstacle in our lives that may be holding us back, it's not going to be easy. The challenge is there for a reason, because it's a challenge, because when we get through it, when we're able to look back upon it and we're able to smile at that situation, there's some growth that has taken place as a result of it. And so therefore, that fear, actually, it was something that we allowed our minds to believe, and it was something that appeared real in our life, but it really wasn't real to begin with, because of the fact that we allowed that situation, we allowed that fear to come into our heart to end up stopping us from becoming all that we could become. And so I truly believe that fear is the one thing, and I can hear you back on the line, mate, fear is the one thing that holds most people back in life. So what do? Do we sit back and do we allow fear to keep us from our dreams? Do we allow fear to keep us from becoming all that God has created us to be? Or do we make a decision that, you know what, I am going to be the best that I can be, that I am going to live the life that I deserve, that I am going to get up every day and overcome whatever is holding me back because of the fact that I know that I deserve more. I know that my family deserves more. I know that I am here on this earth with a purpose to impact and change the lives of others. So what's holding you back?
Preach, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
I love it, man.
Teamwork makes the dream work. What's holding you back, man? It's amazing, man. I'm glad I have a business partner that can step in and bridge the gap for me. See, I'm glad this happened because now you understand exactly what it means to bridge the gap. It's not about complaining about it. Not about, you know, saying what was me. It's all about stepping in and figuring out what the need is and meeting that need. So guys, I think what happened, I got kicked off, and I think Pam must have dialed in with the host pin as well. So I think we can only have one host of the show, one person in charge. So I think that was Pam this morning. So guys, this,
okay.
So that's why you guys couldn't hear me while I was over here pouring out my heart, talking, sharing all sorts of good stuff with you guys, and couldn't be heard. But that's all right. I know Pam was able to jump in and share with you guys some amazing insight on exactly what our topic is today, guys. Why not you? What's holding you back? And, you know, we burn up some time, but, you know, I love this show because it's the realest show ever. Guys, mistakes and all, you know, we sit back in life and we wonder why things aren't happening for us. And we figure out that they're not happening for us because we haven't taken that one action that's going to move things into the light. and make things really start to move in the direction we need them to move in. So guys, thank you and welcome to The Grind this morning. We're going to have an amazing show. As you already heard, Pam has already got into a little bit about what our topic is. And we want to talk because there's some real issues that people are having in their life because, you know, trying to figure out exactly why aren't things happening for me the way they're happening for everybody else. Pam, have you read into people that feel that way in life? Or was that ever you?
Well, you know what? Honestly, at one point in time in my life, it was me. I'm not that person that envy, you know, what happens in other people's life. But I used to sit back and say, you know, Lord, what's wrong with me? Why not me? And but then I had to realize that, you know, He kept telling me it could be you, but there's some things that you got to change in you in order to happen. Because I've given you, you know, everything that I promised. All of my promises are yes and amen. But I had to realize that it was me that was holding me back. But yeah, sometimes we sit back and we look, you know, at what's happening in other people's lives, but we don't realize that we all have a different journey, you know, to embark upon, and there's some things that we have to do personally in order to get to those very places so that God can get the glory in everything that we do.
Awesome, man. You're exactly right. You know, God gets the glory in everything. That's a key component, man. You know, God is supposed to get the glory in everything we do. I believe people kind of get sidetracked with that because ultimately we are meeting the vision. There is one big vision, you know, and we're meeting that vision through the journey in our lives, man. So, you know, man, that's awesome. But I you know, one of the things I want to bring out, you know, this morning is that, you know, people tend to be a little dishonest about what they really want. Let's just get down to the brass tacks. Let's scratch the scab off and let's really get down to the nitty gritty of what the problem is, because a lot of people just accentuate what the issues are. And I was always taught, you know, never bring a problem to the table without a solution. So scratching the scab off of that thing is what we want to do, and talking about people being dishonest about what they really want to be. I can tell you right now, Pam, that, you know, for a long time, and you know this dream, you know, you know what I really wanted to do for a long time. I wanted to be a professional golfer. I really envisioned myself playing golf on the PGA Tour because, you know, I love the sport of golf. I love that sport. But, you know, guys, I'm a classic example, you know, of somebody not following that initial dream that they had. I mean, I first started playing golf, and I was fairly decent at it. I believe I could have evolved, you know, into a great golfer, if not just maybe a good enough golfer to get my PGA card. But I didn't follow that dream. I didn't follow that. I mean, and it was even one that I could make a living at if I really wanted to. But is it too late to follow that dream? You know, absolutely not. It's never too late. I would probably be a part of the seniors tour right about now. But
right.
But nonetheless, you know, not yeah, right, right. Not making enough money, man. And that's
Nobody
just,
got
it's
time
important
for
too. Yeah, but you know, it's important too that we realize, you know, that our dreams require a vehicle. You know, there are very few people that just have the means to jump out and follow their dreams. That's tough. I mean, yeah, we have what we call sponsors in golf, and just like any other sport, you have sponsors, but you have to be good enough to get a sponsor. You got to be a Tiger Woods or LeBron James or you know, you don't have to be as good as them, but you got to be good enough to be in a top ranking. And the vehicle that a lot of people need could be something sitting right in front of them. Like for us, fam, you know, the company that we're with now, Total Life Changes, you know, is giving us the vehicle to be able to do some things, you know, because we put the A in action, you know, and we've got up off of our A's and we've started doing work in this industry in order to have something, you know, different that we've never had before. And that's the key. People don't put the A, you know, they don't get the action moving in order to have something different. So the vehicle, a lot of you are looking and you're listening to me right now and say, how can I follow
my dream. I want to be this. I want to be that, you know, in life. But I just don't. I don't have the means to jump up and just go out and get tennis lessons right now, 3 days a week, or golf lessons 3 days a week, or spend that much time, because I'm on a job. You know, we're a product of our decisions. And
right.
A lot of us are products of our decisions right now because we haven't done the things that we needed to do earlier in life, so we feel a little lost. You know, we feel as if now we have to settle for some things that if we would have just did some things earlier in life, we probably would have been a little further along. And I love it because, you know, I say it's never too late because, you know, it truly is. It's never too late. You can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish if you put your mind to it. All right. Put your mind to it. So here we are, Pam. You know, we're talking to people about it's not too late. You know, why not you? Why can't you actually do some of the stuff that you want to do? What's holding you back? And you know, people should, you know, look in the mirror and really ask themselves, you know, what's holding me back, Pam? I know you said it was fear. You know, a lot of people have fear, but, you know, what are some of the things that you know, you would think people would be fearful of? I mean, it's just going out and getting it, you know, but what are some of the things you think they will be fearful of? I mean, is it just failure or what else is it?
Well, failure is definitely one, but you know what? Believe it or not, some people are afraid of success. I know that may sound crazy.
Mm. No, that's
but
real.
That's a fear. And then another thing that's kind of fearful is that, you know, when you're becoming, it's no doubt that when you're becoming all that God has created us to be, there's going to be some shifts that happen in your life. There's definitely going to be some people that cannot go along with you on that journey. And so sometimes it's the fear of loss and having to let go of some things, whether it's for a season or whether it's for a permanent you know time in our life. But sometimes that's it. Sometimes you know
right.
we don't move because we may be connected to somebody that just doesn't get it. That's not quite on the same plane with you. And so you realize that, okay, this is going to cause some rifts. This is going to cause some
environment.
Shit. And so sometimes
environment.
We end up just settling. Right, we end up just settling because we don't want to let go of, you know, of the things that cannot go with us to that next level. So,
right.
you know, it's a lot. You know, a lot. Fear encompasses a lot. It's just an overall thing. A lot of us have that fear of not being able to, you know, just speak what's on our heart, not being able to have a conversation with people. And so it's a lot that can actually hold a person back. But we have to know that fear is, again, just like I said, it's not real. So we just have to figure out how we're going to get over it, how we're going to overcome it, and grow.
Right, right. False evidence of being real, man. And that's real talk. I mean, because people have these phobias, you know, of being honest with other people, and so therefore they definitely, if they can't be honest with themselves, they're not going to be honest with other people. So it's that tough talk
right.
that we have in the mirror with ourselves, or have we really had that tough talk? You know, do we really know what we define success as? You know, there are some things you got to definitely tell yourself and talk to yourself about, you know, because I think we have a preconceived notion of what success really is. It's not just, you know, getting a record deal or getting a sports contract or, you know, or opening up a business that's making you a ton of money, you know, because I know some people that are rich and miserable. You know, I know some people that stumbled into money. And they got it, but you know they don't know what to do with it. They're not being fulfilled because they're really not doing what they really really want to do. They got the vehicle, they got the money, but you know they haven't figured out what their passion is yet. So you know, but what is your level of success? What do you define success as? You first have to have that talk with yourself, and you know,
right.
secondly, you definitely have to have a level of accountability, Pam. I don't believe people are accountable to themselves these days.
That's true. And you know what? If you cannot be accountable to yourself, you cannot be accountable to anything that you want to accomplish in life. It starts with right. you holding yourself accountable, because I don't care what vehicle it comes your way, you know, or what opportunity may come your way in order to realize the dreams and the goals that we want to accomplish. If we don't hold ourselves accountable to becoming the person that we need to become, to committing to the task at hand in order to win in the situation, then, I mean, we're not going to accomplish anything. So everything starts with accountability, mm-hmm. because if you can't be accountable to yourself, you can't be accountable to any vehicle that's going to come your way. So that's very important.
Absolutely. I'm going to say something. But I gotta get a bomb right now. I gotta give a bomb to my oldest son, because I'm gonna talk about him for a minute here today, because you know, and some of you can actually identify with what I'm about to say. But he'll be 18 this year. My soon to be 18-year-old son, you know, about 6'5", you know, definitely. Mad skills in basketball, you know, mad skills. Shoot the J, dunk the ball when he wants to. I mean, put him on the basketball court, he shines. He shines like a diamond on the basketball court, you know. Getting better in school, you know, pulling his grades up. You know, that's kind of like a common, not common, but that's, people heard that before. The athlete that's great on the court but not that great in the classroom, and he's getting better. All right, so he's finally decided to be accountable to himself, you know, in that regard. Because it's not what everybody else wants you to do and how accountable you are to everybody else. You have to be accountable to yourself. But I'm giving him the bomb this morning because, and that's a bad bomb, because, you know, all this accountability and all of this and that you got to do, you got to first get up out the bed in the morning.
Right.
That's the key. Guys, let me tell you something. If you can't get up out of the bed in the mornings, if it's a struggle for you to get up out of the bed in the morning, then there's something wrong that you got to fix. Either you just hate what you do, which is entirely possible, or you just a lazy person that don't go to bed at night, don't get no rest. You don't understand that in order for me to feel rested in the morning, I got to get in the bed at night. And I'm giving my son the bomb because, see, both my sons, my youngest son, my oldest son, they have an Xbox. My oldest son has a PlayStation, you know, and I control the connections, you know. I can turn them on and turn them off.
No matter where we at in the country.
So, no matter where we at, man, I can turn them on and turn them off. So, you know, we kind of use that as leverage. You know, you got to have some leverage against your kids. You know, you got to have something. So, you know, you can't string them up no more. You go to jail for that these days. So just clue, you know. So you got to have some leverage. So it's leverage. So my son can't get up 5 days a week, but he's going to be looking to play a video game on the weekend, and that's not going to happen. So, you know, so as soon as he figures out that I got to get up 5 days a week consistently before I can actually play my video game, then that's accountability. Now I'm teaching him something that he's going to love me for later. He's going to hate me for it right now, no problem. But as parents, guys, we're called to do what's necessary, not what feels good for our kids, because later on they will blame you for their lack of determination, for their lack of willpower, you know, for their lack of commitment. They'll blame you for it later. They'll, you know what the famous words would be, Pam? If you would have just made me do this, Mama, or made me do that,
right.
Daddy. And then you standing there looking crazy like, fool, I was doing this because I thought you liked it. Kids don't know what the heck they need. They like stuff, but that's a fleeting moment. They're going to do whatever they need to get you to do what they need you to do. All right, and that's just reality. But later in life, guys, things happen, and that's the same with us. You know, you want to do things before it gets too late in life. You know, there's those two words again. Too late. Is it too late? If you're 48 years old, like myself, if you're 48 years old, let's just be realistic. You're probably not getting ready to go have a pro football career. All right, that's just not gonna happen. All right, you're probably not getting ready to go out there and play basketball in the NBA. Not gonna happen. Your body is not gonna be. You could be the most in shape person in the world. I don't know many teams that's gonna pick you up at 48. They're just not gonna, unless you have defied all laws of gravity and age. Then, you know, if that's you, then hey, you got a chance. But let's just keep everything realistic, because those unrealistic goals that we have to bring those things in, draw them all in, and figure out, okay, what can I do with what I have where I am right now, right? You got to work what you got right now. We hear them say it all the time. Work with what you got. There you go. Work with what you got, you know. You got to create a plan that's gonna really do and move you where you need to be and make it come to life. You can't name and claim it without action. I've heard that. Then you heard that, name and claim it. Just name it and claim it. Sit back, relax, and it's yours, right?
Right. Absolutely. Faith without works is dead. Right.
It's action, man. You need some action in what you do. You can't keep sitting back going to church every Sunday. Pastor said I can have this. All I had to do was name it, claim it, and it's mine. No, you got to name it, claim it, get up off your A, and go do some work. All
right? Right.
That's just
absolutely
reality. Y'all like how I do that Christian cursing? I just use the first letter in the curse word, and it's really not cursing. So, but anyway, but you say why them, not me. And this is why them, not me, you know? But you say what's holding you back. The only thing that can hold you back is you. Mm-hmm. Nobody can stop you from doing anything that you want to do if you want to do it. If you're accountable to yourself, if your life is indeed your life, then why don't you control every aspect of your life? See, we've given the key to the ignition to our lives to somebody a long time ago, so they start and stop us at will, okay? People, situations, those secondary circumstances start and stop us at will.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, you know, it's the devil. As I said, the devil's been defeated. He's dead. So he can't harm you, but it's you. You're the person. You've given the steering wheel to other people. And they're driving you wherever they want to drive you. But you should be driving yourself, right? You should say, you know, right now you should look in the mirror and say, I'm taking back my life, and I'm going to do what I need to do to get to accomplish my dreams, my goals, my visions. I'm going to do everything that I need to do to get there. I'm going to start putting a plan in place to get where I need to be. Does that mean jump up and quit your job today? Do that if you want to. You're going to be hungry. Okay?
So,
I mean, drastic things require, you know, drastic measures. You have to do something. But at the end of the day, what are you doing? What's feasible right now, man? What, you know, you can't just jump up and do crazy stuff. So there's a process to everything, right? How long, guys, will you look at everyone else having what they want and you not having what you want? Decide it can be you, too. The decision is the first step. The decision is the first step, guys. And then what's the next step? That commitment, Pam. I'm telling you, commitment. Tell them about commitment. Really define commitment for me.
Well, you know, commitment is when a person makes a decision to really go all out for something. You know, commitment means that no matter what may come your way, because we recognize that those challenges are going to come. They're all a part of life. Life would not be interesting if we did not have these challenges. That no matter what it may look like, no matter what hurdles we have to jump over, commitment means that we're that person that's so focused on getting it done that nothing can stop us. Commitment means it's unstoppable. It means that, and when it comes time to a relationship, that no matter what, love bears all. And so you're going to figure out you know, how to overcome that whatever's going on in the relationship. Commitment is everything. But we talked about it, you know, a while ago, commitment versus interest. And the problem is that when it comes time to success, when it comes time to really having it all and getting what we want in life, that commitment level is not there. And we end up finding ourselves just taking interest in the things that we want to see happen in life. And it's not enough in order to really become all that God has created us to be and for the things to manifest in our lives, interest is not the answer. It's going to take a commitment. And commitment means that when people may have something to say about you, when people may fall by the wayside, when people don't want to talk to you anymore, when people tell you no, commitment means that, you know what, I really don't care what they got to say. I really don't care about the fact that they're not talking to me right now. I really don't care what I got to do. Okay, yes, this is a challenge. This is a hurdle. But guess what? I see beyond it. This is just a something that I got to get through. There's a learning lesson from this. So I got to figure out how am I going to jump over this? How am I going to go through it? How am I going to go around it? That's what commitment is. But the problem is, there's too much interest going on in this world. That's the reason why only 3-5% really achieve all that they want, because there's not a level of commitment to getting done.
Why isn't it commit? Why? I mean, but why aren't people committing to something if they know it's good? If they know it's good, what do you think the number one thing that's keeping people from committing to what they want?
I think unfortunately, people just settle in life.
That's good.
Yeah, people just settle for what they're given in life. And so it takes a strong person with the mindset to say that, you know what, I'm not going to take what the world is throwing at me. I know that I deserve more. I know that I can have more. I know that I am better than this. And so what ends up happening is there's that comfort zone, which causes us to settle, which causes us to not stretch. And so because we're in this comfort zone, it means that we can only have that what's average and what's ordinary. We may be comfortable with the fact that we are living paycheck to paycheck. Why? Because the bills are getting paid, right? And maybe there's a little bit of struggle, but you know what? Still, the bills are getting paid. So I'm comfortable in this little box, not realizing and knowing that, hey, once we get outside that comfort zone, we make a decision to not settle, to not just allow the fact that, okay, it's going to take me a little bit of stretching. You see, stretching is painful. Growth is painful. And a lot of times we don't want to get into any pain. Nobody likes to be in pain. When I work out with you, I don't like to be in pain. I don't like the way my muscles are feeling. I don't like the way that I end up feeling when I work out, when I hit the gym. But I love the results, right? So therefore, we don't stretch ourselves. We fall into that settlement mode because we don't want to go through any pain. But
that's that action piece right there. Because there's always a gap between commitment and goal, right? There's a gap.
Right.
And it's that gap that we're trying to bridge. See, a lot of people aren't willing to bridge that gap because in that action phase, you just talked about the gym. You know, you talked about yesterday on the Wake Up and Win, you talked about, you know, reading, being committed to reading the different books for personal development. You didn't want to have to do that, because it was going to require an action of you that was going to be painful. That was going to require your time and you sitting still for a period of time to read something and really focus on that. Pam McCray is an action person, all right? She needs to be moving. Her mind is constantly going, and that's what happens when you're on a journey to success. Things start to really get poured in, and there's so many things that you start thinking about that you can do. All right, once your destiny starts to start find you, when you get on the right journey, the right road, then you all these things start to really come at you. And they're good things, but you're trying to figure out, okay, what process? How do I put them in place? And then you really start to realize that gap that you're trying to bridge to get to the end goal has some hurdles, some challenges in it. And they're going to hurt, like going to the gym. You know that you know how you want to look. You know you need to make the commitment to get there. But that middle piece, man, That middle piece is what stops people. And that's the accountability piece that requires that action. If you're not willing, you know, the weight, when you go to the gym, the weights aren't going to move themselves. They're not going to lift themselves. Some people just put on a cute outfits and go to the gym. And they look nice, and everybody else is like, oh, they work out. But after a while, you see that they really don't work out. They've been doing that for 2 years, and they still look the same. And then you look at the people that they got all of the people. Yeah, yeah. You
get
the people that got all of the
cute in the gym.
Look cute. I used to tell Pam all the time. I say, hey, some point in time, you're gonna have to ask to do some work, because you can only run on them vapors for so long. It run out after a while.
Right.
The hoopla.
Right.
Runs out.
And then I got
then
that Pam, mental
there's
shift that I needed.
That mental shift, man. I love
it.
You know,
shift.
You see people
I sat around
the gym,
in that gym that day. I remember like it was yesterday. I sat there, and because I remember, because you don't get mad at me, you just go on about your business. And I sat there and I looked around and I watched the commitment of other people who were in the gym, who were serious, who got in there. They weren't on their phone texting. They weren't talking to their girlfriends or their guy friends. They actually put it down for a minute and they worked out. And I sat there and I looked around and I had a mental shift that day. And I realized that if I really wanted to achieve the look, instead of just coming in the gym and I'm exercising, but I'm not really achieving the look that I want my body to look like. When I got that shift,
that's
when my whole mindset, because I used to go in the gym, I used to be like, this is dirty. Why I don't want to be in here. That was my attitude. I'm like, ugh. Like, who touched this machine? Please. That was me. But you know what?
But that
mental shift changed everything for me. It did.
Nothing else matters, does it? At that point, when you have that aha moment, you like, you know, because it comes that moment when you realize that, you know what, it really hits you. You either get it sooner or later, all right, because you're either going to say, man, I'm coming in here, and when I came in here, I looked a certain way. After a while, people are going to realize me. They're going to realize that I'm faking after a while because I'm going to look the same. I'm going to look either the same or I'm going to look worse. There are so many apps out there, man, that can shrink people, you know. They can shrink your waist, shrink your legs, shrink everything. You can give yourself, you can make yourself look any way you want to look these days. And that's how some people bridge the gap. I call it virtual bridging. They do the virtual bridging of the gaps. But when you see them in person, everybody's like, what in the world is going on? Oh my goodness, that is not the same person that I saw on social media. And you can't run from social media. It happens. Social media is just one of them things that you can run from it, but it runs 10 times faster than you. Either you're going to be, if you're going to be about it and have the actual physical action to bridge the gap to where you actually physically grow, then nothing's ever going to happen. All the books that some of you guys got, you got books on your shelves lined up. You got all of these books, and when people see your books, they're like, oh my God, that person reads a lot of PD. You ain't open but two of the books on the shelf. Man, you ain't growing. You can't be growing. What you're doing is you're virtually bridging a gap that eventually will physically fall. There's no way there's going to be anything in that that's going to be. If you're just going to be like the Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz was the dude, everybody was like, oh, the Wiz. And there's these lights, thunder, boom, boom, boom. This guy, almighty, powerful Wiz, can give you everything. But in essence, every time somebody came to him, they really got nothing. He just mentally bamboozled them. So now that they just got bamboozled, they still think, well, you know, he's the almighty and powerful Wiz. I got exactly what I came for. That's what I needed. And they turned around and they ain't got nothing. But then what happened? Somebody went back and pulled that curtain. I think it was Toto. Pulled that curtain away, and he back there working all of the controls, trying to make people think he's something that he's not. See, eventually the curtain on the facade will be pulled away. Either somebody else is going to pull it away, or you're going to snatch it away on your own. It's best that you snatch that curtain away on your own in private while you're in front of your mirror and say, you know what? This is who I really am. Let me stop faking and fronting. Let me stop living my life for the approval and the satisfaction of other people. Let me start building something that I can say I actually physically did. And the proof is in the pudding. See, you can't, we always say, Pam, you can't practice the principles and not participate in the promise. So if you're not practicing the principles, how can you not practice the principle of a thing, but you participate in a promise? We always say, Pam, it's in there. But if it's not in there, there is absolutely positively no way that it can come out, right?
Right.
Pam is a prime example. Talk about it. Talk about what's inside, Pam, manifesting on the outside. Talk about that.
You're right. If it's not on the inside of us, it's not going to come out of us. And so that's what I had to learn a long time ago, that in order for the things that I wanted to see manifested on the outside, that I had to first and foremost begin to put those things on the inside of me. And once you put those things on the inside of you, it's going to build up the confidence that's necessary, that's going to help you along the way to stay committed. Because if we just walk around as an empty shell, what ends up happening is that we're going to be put into situations that we won't not know how to handle.
Come on.
And what's going to happen is that's why that fear is able to take control, because of the fact that we don't have it on the inside of us. And see,
that's the reason
why now I can be put into situations where I may not have any idea what I'm about to talk about. But the fact of the matter that it's on the inside of me, just like this call, this radio show this morning, you know, I was getting on. I'm running around with my kids. I had no idea that you guys were not going to hear Nate, that there was going to be some technical difficulties. He told me briefly, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. Honestly, it went in one ear, out the other. I said, okay, I'm just going to get on here. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to have a conversation. Whatever he leads me into, that's what I'm going to speak about. But guess what? Because I had it on the inside of me, I didn't skip a beat. And so, therefore, that's what ends up happening. You cannot pour out of you what you first don't make a decision to put on the inside of you. I did a team call last night. I did a couple of them, but I did a team call last night in which I said, you know what, because I was waiting for a direction. I had never been on this platform, but I never got any direction. So I said, okay, well, what am I going to talk about? Well, guess what? I didn't write down not one note, but because it was on the inside of me, I jumped on that call, and whatever came to my heart, whatever I felt like the people needed in order to advance them in the business that we do, guess what? That's what came out of me. Because it's on the inside of me. And when you got it on the inside of you, you become unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. That's when you go from interest to commitment. I can go on.
Man, that's real. Look, I love it. I love it, man. That's what it is. You can't. It's got to be in there. If it's not in there, you can't expect. See, some of us are expecting stuff to come out. You know that's not in there. Some of us are planting an apple seed and expecting a watermelon to come out. You get out what you put in. If you don't put in any, if you don't read any personal development, listen to any personal development, whatever it is that you do, however you like. I love listening to audiobooks. I love YouTube. I love to listen to whatever feeds me positively. All right, I don't want to listen to nothing negative. I don't want to listen to none of the that rap music. When I listen to rap, it's Christian or gospel rap. If it's not feeding my spirit, I don't put it in. I don't even want to be around it. When I'm around somebody and they're playing that music, I remove myself. See, I control my environment. Nobody else does. And guess what? I don't care what anybody else thinks I should be doing. I'm accountable to myself, so therefore I know what I should be doing. See, it's not what you think, it's what you know. And since I know, I'm accountable to myself, not to somebody else, because I know what my vision is. I know what my goal is. Then I make myself accountable. I stay on my road. And as I move through, God is going to associate me with the people necessary to help me achieve and reach my goal. And that's how it works. It's a process.
Yes.
Guys, you have to change. You have to change. Change. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen no matter what we do. But only you can define where you go. Chase the vision, not the money. It's like you can't run through the forest without seeing the trees. Just run through the forest. It's going to happen. You're going to see the trees. Don't chase the money. Chase the vision. And see, when you're chasing the vision, on the road to meeting the vision, you develop the passion, and you develop the you've already got the commitment in place, and you develop the passion to be able to run through the forest without stopping. You're not even worried about anything. You just run. Because you're not concerned about what anybody else says about you, because you know. When you start, see, the Bible says don't throw your seed, you know, amongst the swine. Okay? If you throw it into a bad situation, then nothing's gonna come of it. Don't stop telling people your vision. People are vision killers. It's one thing to tell people what you know unequivocally. It's one thing to tell people that you know unequivocally what you're going to do. It's a statement. It's not a question. Oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to do, yada, yada. But it's not how you're going to do it, because people are vision killers and people are also vision stealers, okay? Because they see, when for lack of vision, people perish. Some people don't have the propensity to have their own vision, so they steal other people's vision. And then they implement your vision, and you've told them all about your vision. You just threw your seed amongst the swine, and now here you are wondering, wow, okay. Work your plan. Plan your work. Work your plan. Guys, you got to know, have a clear vision as to what is happening. And you always say, speak those things as though that are not as though they were. That's relevant to action. Once you speak those things that are not as though they were, now you have to get up and do something. You have to get up and do something. We always say that, you know, only people that can see the invisible can do the impossible. If you can't see it and visualize it, then you can't do it. It's impossible to you if you don't visualize it. See, right now I can tell you guys my vision of where, you know, me and my family want to be a year from now is crystal clear. Therefore, it's no longer impossible. I see the invisible. Therefore, the impossible is achievable. And it's not about what anybody else thinks about that, right? It's not about what anybody else thinks about that. It's about what you know about it. As I said, tell your visions and your dreams to people that should not be in your environment anyway, and they're going to kill it every time. That's why the circle is so small over here, because if you have a small circle of individuals, typically you're not going to have a large circle of people that are all on the same page with you. That's just reality. But somebody's always going to tell you that you can't. That's not going to work. Find the people that tell you you can. Oh, that's absolutely going to work. And what you guys are doing is you're seeing the invisible together. Therefore, you can achieve the impossible together. Surround yourself with people that believe the same thing that you believe.
Yes.
So ask yourself right now on this call, Pam, when you ask, people are listening to this show right now, and they need to understand that the vehicle and the dream are separate. What's your vehicle to get to your dream? Figure out what that is. Whatever you're doing right now, ask yourself, does it have the potential to move you closer to your dream? And let's just not sugarcoat it. Let's just be 100 about this, okay? Because I'm not a philanthropist, okay? I'm not. But let's just be 100. Guys, let's just not get it twisted, okay? The Bible says money answereth all things. You need some money to get where you need to go. Just be real.
That's the truth.
Because you're trying to get where you got to go. So don't get it twisted. Don't get super spiritual and start thinking that I ain't got to have no money. God is going to provide what he's trying to provide for you, with whatever vehicle he's giving you. Use the vehicle that he's giving you. If you are passionate, if you're sold out, you know that this is the vehicle that I'm in right now that's going to take me to the promised land to get my dream, then use the vehicle. Stop getting in the vehicle, you know, without the key. Stop getting in the vehicle like a little kid playing with it, talking about, oh, this is nice, and driving it. You ain't even started it yet. Turn the key. It runs.
Right.
If you turn it on.
Push the gas.
Push the gas.
You can go somewhere. Some of you are driving two-footed. You got a left foot on the brake and a right foot on the gas. Your engine is sitting there revving. Your car ain't going nowhere because you don't have enough vision to know where you're going. You can't even say, I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store and get some groceries, and I'm going to bring those groceries back, and I'm going to put them away. You don't have vision enough to do that, so your car is just sitting there. Visualize and realize that the dream and the vehicle are separate. Action is required, guys. Action is required. Well, guys, let me tell you right now, we can go on and on and on and on and on talking about this subject, because I believe so many people have so many issues and when it's centered around this. But it all boils down to one word, Pam, one word. And I know there's a lot of other words centered around it, but one word, action.
Action. You're right.
Action. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Action. Manifest all things.
That's right. That's right. So guys, I'm going to tell you, this has been an amazing show. You know, technical difficulties and all. Sorry you guys couldn't hear me in the beginning. I'm trying to get the studio right here. Hopefully next show we'll have everything together and we'll get started the right way. But we always believe that nothing happens just by happenstance, guys. Everything happens for a reason, and nothing happens to you. Absolutely. Everything happens for you. Use it, mold it into something that can push you to the next level. It's all a process of growth. See it as that, all right? So, guys, you know, that's our time. You know, we thank you guys for spending time with us here on The Grind, guys. As always,
grind,
it's an
yes.
honor to have you. Yes, it's an honor to have you guys actually chiming in with us. Pam, say goodbye to everybody.
All right, goodbye, everybody. What's holding you back? Eliminate it, because the future belongs to those that take action. So let's do it. Thanks for having me. Thanks
take action. Absolutely.
Us.
Thanks for being on, Pam. And guys, remember, absolutely nothing happens to you guys. It all happens for you. Keep moving forward, guys, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing. Join us back on Tuesday night, and I dare you, I double dog dare you to invite guest Tuesday morning to the show and jump on the line with them. All right, guys. Love you guys. Have a great day, champions. God bless.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, yeah.
Hold up, I'm back to boasting these tracks like I'm mad at a mic that slap mics. Never mind the fact I never left, I'm haters and upright. You ain't gotta ask me twice, I'm here to brag on him like I'm known for. While folks know, I'ma go for it. My God ain't no folklore, cause he real. Now to the topic at hand, I know the designer, he's higher than pilots who fly up in class, he designed with his hands. I'm breaking to tell you this life is a flash in the pan. How I'ma retire when we need a crier to tell us to rise up and stand. Check your plan. My dude, that grave ain't your home. Cause you've been underground way too long. 6 feet with a day, don't get stoned. All they say, that boy gone. Come on, don't you wanna go home? Don't you wanna be more than a clone? Do you know that you're nothing you know? We all ride on the wrong side. Beating our chest is the wrong guy. We don't need God. May not say it with our mouths, but we do it our whole life. Whole life. He the most high, no close by. We all die. Judge 5, 28, 29. The judge is here. All right.